This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
I don't know about him.
Mark Cox of the Mark Cox Morning Show, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on 97.1 on Twitter at MarkCox971. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, happy Stanley Cup Tuesday. How are you?
Absolutely. Yeah. According to Frank, you were in the basement. That's the update that we
I am.
Got.
I was in the basement working on a honey-do list, actually.
Good
yes,
for you.
I was.
Yeah, we've been talking about honey-do list here. I think it's worth noting that Tony Colombo has manufactured yet another air diversion over away from Denise's spot on your show and his spot on my show. And more air will be coming towards the host spot, so you will be extra cool come tomorrow morning if this thing holds up.
Hey, you know what? I'm only looking out for Denise. So, Tony, thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Tony is only looking out for Tony, so Annie it works out well.
Annie put a very well-said qualification on that statement, if it holds up. So if it's there tomorrow morning, I think all of us will be a little bit
good.
Shocked. Yeah. Well,
we'll
see.
The first one's held up with Gorilla Tape, so let's hope that that works.
This one's up with Gorilla Tape as well. So
I wanted to ask you, Mark, about the Orlando Trump rally tonight, the official launching of his 2020 campaign. What do you expect to hear from Donald Trump this evening?
Well, I think you've gotten a sample of it with his immigration talk the other day, and I think he's going to hammer the Democrats on their laser-focused, horse-blinded effort to chase down every possible angle or investigation of wrongdoing they could on him. At the same time, they've chosen to, you know, largely ignore Hillary Clinton. I think we're going to hear a lot about her tonight because of this revelation that that the Justice Department investigation has uncovered sanctions against what was it, 15 or 16 Department of Justice employees who either had knowledge of or knew that she was using a private server and did nothing about it. My only question is, why did that take so long? I think the president's going to ask the country that tonight.
Well, let's listen. I'm going to play here real quick. Jason Chaffetz talking about that very issue. Maybe is it on?
Hillary Clinton and her team would take that material and then transpose it or take it and put it in a non-secure setting. That's why the number of 15 is very low. These people should have immediately lost their security clearances, and they should have also been prosecuted, because if you were in the military, if you were a contractor, and you had classified information, you'd probably be in jail right now.
Do you think the president's going to be able to capitalize even more now on the double standard that exists in our Justice Department, the way we approach wrongdoing politically in this country? I mean, he has been bearing the brunt of this, you know, we call it the flip test here because Tony's on the show, but there's not a fairness that exists in the way Trump has been handled and Hillary has been handled. And it's almost like Donald Trump has been able to use this now as an asset on the campaign trail.
Well, he needs to, but I still worry because the Democrats have the political action committee known as the mainstream media working on their behalf. On a daily basis, they hammer home their point of view, the point of view that they want the public to have about this investigation, that there's still some lingering question about obstruction, you know, that oh my gosh, he would talk to a foreign leader. If a foreign leader called him with information, that's illegal, which we know that it isn't, because I've had Hans von Spakovsky on my show, and I know you have, and he said he was on the election commission, and that is not illegal if somebody called you up and offered that. If you chose to use it somehow or return some favor in regard for that phone call, that's when you start getting into murky waters. But what the president said was not, didn't even border on being illegal. But if you only watched MSNBC or CNN this week, you'd be convinced that he had broken the law and needed to be impeached. So I'm not sure, Annie, as much as you and I see it every day and we live it and breathe it, and we see how unfair the coverage is, I don't know if he can leverage that at this point or not.
You know, I want to ask you a bit about, to talk a little bit about that Hans von Spakovsky and J.J. Carafano event that you have this Thursday, where people can still get tickets at 971talk.com/events, because two things are, the stars are aligning here perfectly for this event that you're going to be hosting on Thursday night with what is taking place in Iran. J.J. Carafano is one of the best resources to have discussions about that. And also, as we've had Hans on our show talking about the Mueller report and the investigation into the investigation, what do you expect to see or hear on Thursday night at this event as you're hosting these two individuals?
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. Insight from J.J. Carafano, not only on what's going on in Iran, but on the crisis on the southern border, because, you know, when it comes to anything foreign affairs, Carafano's all over it, and he knows it's a crisis. He's been down there to visit recently, and I'm anxious to hear what he has to say. You know, Spakovsky's, we'll talk about not only what's going on with Mueller, but the Supreme Court is only got a week and a half left. So basically, next Monday, they've got to release the rest of what are going to be some pretty controversial decisions, including a decision on whether to ask the citizenship question on the census. So hopefully we're going to have Hans here with great perspective on both of those. I mean, he's been covering this from the very start, and I'm sure he'll have some thoughts on the gay wedding cake story that came out of Oregon this week with the Supreme Court. Basically, all they did was punt. They punted that issue back to the local court, the state court, but at some point they've got to address that. The Supreme Court is going to have to address that issue at some point in the future.
Well, I want to encourage people to go to 971talk.com/events to get your free tickets reserved. You need to get that ticket reserved for the Thursday, June 20th event at 7 p.m. at Lyndon Woods J. Scheidegger Center for the Arts. And Mark will be hosting J.J. Carafano and Hans von Spakovsky, and I'm sure it's going to be a riveting event and definitely something people are going to want to see. And like I said, it's free.
Yep.
Just reserve your ticket.
Hundreds of tickets have been claimed already, but it's a big place, and there's plenty of space. We just need a head count, so if people can register, that'd be great.
All right. Well, I know that the best interest for you right now is to get back to that honey-do list, and I will not keep you any longer. So thank you very much. Thanks for coming on the show today, and we look forward to hearing about that event after Thursday evening.
Great. Annie, thank you.
Yep. Talk to you soon. That's Mark Cox of the Mark Cox Morning Show, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.